Discounted bus passes can be a lifeline for residents with disabilities, but sometimes it's difficult to purchase a pass because the necessary government paperwork is delayed in the mail. During its December meeting, the Special Needs Advisory Committee heard from resident Tim Yates about how those who wish to purchase a discounted monthly pass must bring a letter of proof from the Ministry of Social Services. Yates pointed out that some residents may not receive their letters until after the start of a new month. This means they must pay out of pocket for daily transit use until the letter arrives. Yates asked the committee to urge City Hall to provide a grace period for residents with disabilities who have to pay out of pocket while their letter is delayed. Administration stated that this grace period may be possible with the physical transit passes and would need to research whether this is possible with the electronic pass, the meeting minutes said. The advisory committee then approved a recommendation to have city administration review the discounted transit passes to allow for a 7-day grace period for renewal when clients' requirement letters are delayed in the mail. City Council received the recommendation during its January 9 meeting and briefly discussed the issue. Certainly, we all know how the mail goes. Sometimes it's on time, while sometimes it's later than 7 days, said Cown. Jamie Logan, the council representative on the advisory committee. When asked whether 7 days would be enough, Logan replied that Yates indicated that was sufficient time. Logan noted that residents' requirement letters usually come within 1 or 2 days, although sometimes it can take up to 7 days. They would have asked for longer if they needed it, he added. Council then voted 5-0 to approve the advisory committee's recommendation. Mayor Clive Tolley and Cown. Don Lunning were both absent. Ramp Project. Another issue the Special Needs Advisory Committee discussed was the Accessibility Ramp Project, the minutes showed. Logan told the committee that he had spoken with city administration about the requested liability waiver for businesses wanting to use ramps. City Hall told him it is currently drafting a document. Meanwhile, the councillor informed members that the accessibility organization Stop Gap Foundation is selling ramps again after a service pause and the committee could use its services. Members discussed the pros and cons of using the foundation for their ramp project. The committee then agreed to discuss the issue during its January meeting. The next regular council meeting is Monday, January 23.